You're now tuned in to the Pop Drones Show, airing every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. until 11:30. That was a new one there from a new duo called Tonight, made up of Hudson Mohawk out of Glasgow and Lunas from Montreal. Self-titled EP just released on the Warp Records label. We have Conrad from No UFOs in the studio. We're going to talk to him in a little bit, play some new stuff off of his self-released cassette, as well as some new stuff from Cloudface, Outer Space, Austin Caesar, Shed, a whole bunch more. He's got some stuff he's going to play as well, some sneak peeks from some forthcoming records, and talk a little bit about the history of No UFOs, etc., etc. Right now we're going to play something here from the 50 Weapons record label. This is Cosmin TRG. Based out of Romania, prolific man. I think he's done about half a dozen releases this year. Anyways, this is a new track from his LP called 12. It's called A Vertigo. We'll be right back.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Wear your UBC pride. The UBC bookstore has a massive selection of official UBC and Thunderbird clothing and backpacks. 100% sweatshop free. They also have a dazzling array of accessories and giftware and proudly sell Tom's shoes. Located at the corner of East Mall and University Boulevard, now open until 5:30 p.m. every weekday.
Still listening to the Pop Drones show. Last track that we heard there was from Peter. Track was called Deep Space Holes. Remixed by A&D. Talk a little bit about that with Conrad in a second. Right before that was Vessel from his standard 12-inch EP, Bristol-based musician who has an LP forthcoming on the Triangle Records, but that new EP can be found on Left Blank Records. And Cosmin TRG right before that with Vertigo from his newest 12-inch on 50 Weapons. Conrad from No UFOs live in the studio here. What was the last track that we heard? That was Peter. That's going to be forthcoming on which label is that?
I actually have no idea. The guys from A&D sent me a pack of tracks a while ago. We sort of traded, and that was one of them. So I'm not really sure about the status of that track, but it's from the last little while, and it's a remix they did.
Okay.
And they're it's a duo from Manchester, two like deliberately mysterious techno dudes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of keep a low profile.
Yeah, that seems to be we're talking about that right before we got on the air. There's a lot of mysterious figures in modern electronic composition now, which is kind of nice, you know. I mean, with the music that kind of in your face in a way. It's nice to like not have to think about who's performing it, and that's not the focal point
at all. For sure. Yeah.
So you've got two new tapes out on your own label, Nice Up International. We're gonna play the Cloud Face coming up here. Can you tell us a little bit about the coming together of that tape and a bit about Dave maybe?
I got a live set that he did at the Waldorf, like a recording of it, and I loved it. And then my MPC broke, and it just so happened that he fixed it at Backline. That's where he works. So in the span of like a week, I heard the live set, and then coincidentally met him, offered to release something, and he was thrilled. So it all kind of came together.
Okay, and you were saying this is older material from him, right?
Like it's stuff that was kicking around probably as early as like beginning of last year, I think.
Okay.
And then he kind of finished it up, and it just came out now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, this is the debut release from Cloudface. So he's been playing around for a couple of years. If anyone's seen him, his stuff is a lot more like danceable and kind of crowd ready rather than kind of headier, almost nerdier stuff that he's dealing with on this tape. He's using all analog equipment on this recordings.
Not necessarily all analog, but all hardware. Yeah, okay. And all like probably 1980s equipment. Yeah,
okay. He performs like that too, right? I don't really think I've seen him with a laptop.
No. Yeah. Well, he uses a laptop for maybe like some for mixing, maybe. Okay. But it's all hardware.
Yeah, yeah, which is so rare these days.
Yeah.
Watching someone hunch over and twiddle knobs rather than stare into a screen.
Yeah, totally.
A little bit different. So I'm gonna play a track here off of New Cloudface tape. It's called Wire Drive. Track here is called Kenyan Way Acid. And then we'll have some more music following that. More conversation with Conrad of No UFOs. You are listening to Pop Drones on CITR. This is Cloudface. The book.
Now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
Close it down.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Saturday night here at CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human with me, Gareth Moses. I'll be playing a selection of wonderful electronic music from a strange parallel universe. I hope you can join me between 8 and 9, and do remember to bring your jetpack. I'll see you then.
Omara Bambino Mukhtar, the superstar guitarist of Tuareg, North Africa, is coming to Vancouver. His electrifying jams capture the spirit of resistance and rebellion and echoes the playing of fellow Africans Kinarien and Ali Faka Touré, not to mention icons such as Jimi Hendrix, John Lee Hooker, and Jimmy Page. You can see him live with guests Van Abasso on August 16th at the Rio Theatre. Advance tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, and High Life Records or online at nightheat.ca.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show on CITR 101.9. Last track that we heard there was from Best Available Technology. The track was called Sane Sun CB. Another unreleased track. You want to do a little... Conrad brought that in. What exactly is that?
It's a guy I know from Portland. His name's Kevin.
Okay.
And, you know, we've been trading stuff recently, and he sent me a pack of tracks, and that was one of them. And I think he's got a tape coming out on, is it Opal? They just did a series of tapes. I think he's got one. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's...
you heard it here first, folks.
Yeah.
we'll maybe do some research on that in the break here. Right before that was Austin Caesar with Cloud Hall from his LP Cruise Forever. That's released on the Public Information label, same label that released your last vinyl release. How did that relationship come about with that label?
Yeah, they hit me up like really early on, like I guess pretty much when the Soft Coast tape came out, mm-hmm. and said like, yeah, we're starting a label like a year from now. We're laying the groundwork and we're gonna do this. And then, you know, they asked if I wanted to participate, and I said I did. And you know, sometimes you hear those things and nothing happens, mm-hmm. but they hit me up like I guess beginning of last year and said, okay, we're doing this, and yeah, it all came together. So
yeah,
no, that was cool.
I've been following that label quite a bit. I think you were like the second release on that or something.
Well, technically it's the first.
Technically it is the first.
Yeah, okay. But it came out second.
Okay.
There were some manufacturing problems, but yeah.
Okay, and then right before that we heard Cloudface with Kenyan Way Acid from his new cassette Wire Drive. Just released on your label there, Nice Up International. Any plans for the label coming up soon? Are you going to keep it quiet for a bit? Or
I hope to have at least two more tapes out this year.
Okay.
I move pretty slowly because, you know, there's other things going on. I don't want to just kind of throw things out there randomly.
Yeah. So. Yeah, there's a lot of tapes clogging up the information highway up there. So we're going to play something off of your new cassette on your own label there, MPC Tracks Volume 1. Give us a little bit of background on that collection there.
It was a long time in coming. Yeah. My MPC broke, so that, you know, that delayed things. But I started working on that like fall of 2010.
Okay.
So almost 2 years ago. And was kind of picking away at it. And it really changed forms over those 2 years, but I mean, some of the stuff that's on it is from like 2 years ago.
Okay,
but it's all samples, no computer.
Entirely based on your MPC, obviously.
Yeah,
and I noticed that there's a lot of Vancouver references on the song titles there.
There's at least a couple.
There's a couple. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
How do you come up with your song titles? I mean, because it's such like, I mean, you're not singing, obviously, so it sort of takes away lyrics for song titles. What do you?
Yeah, it all kind of. I don't really know how to answer that.
Okay.
It's all sort of based on the release.
Yeah.
and it's sort of like an idea that I'm trying to represent through the song titles. I mean, okay. It sounds kind of absurd, but yeah, because there are no lyrics, it's not like it's that overt, you know?
Yeah.
But it's more kind of filling in the pieces that that pertain to the overall concept of the release.
Yeah. Yeah, no, to me, naming songs always, when you have no words in your music, has always seemed like it would be tough. I mean, it's hard enough coming up with a band name, much less, you know,
yeah.
10 song titles for your
yeah, exactly.
for your album or whatever. But yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to play Petite at 90 degrees from MPC Tracks Volume 1, released on Conrad's own Nice Up International. So this is some more No UFOs on the Pop Drones Show.
Presents Then and Now, a fundraiser in support of Megaphone Magazine. Plus, enjoy your favorite songs from Ma Petite, Sydney York, and many more. It's happening on Tuesday, August 21st at 9 p.m. at the Biltmore Cabaret. Tickets are $10 and all proceeds go to the Megaphone Magazine, which provides a voice and economic opportunities for the homeless and low-income community. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Still tuned into the Pop Drones show. We've got Conrad from No UFOs in the studio. Just heard a track there from something off of Further Records. That was Wanda Group split tape with Echo Plex, a group we've played here plenty of times on the show. Any background you got on that at all?
On Wanda Group?
Yeah.
It's another mysterious electronic producer guy. He's from somewhere in the UK.
Okay.
And he's got a pretty nutty Twitter flow.
Okay.
And he's also got a Tumblr that's like nothing like the Twitter stuff. It's kind of weird. But yeah, he had a tape on NNA, New New Age, like last year. And I'm not sure if he's released much else.
Okay. Yeah, we've played plenty of NNA stuff.
Yeah.
On the show here. Yeah, I've got to look up that guy. A bit more interesting stuff. Right before that, we heard MMKM, the pseudonym of Kasim Moss and Mix Mup, two German producers there. Trilogy Tapes releasing that self-titled LP. And then No UFOs right before that with Petite A at 90 Degrees, taken from his new cassette MPC Tracks Volume 1. Released on his own, Nice Up International. We're going to play some more stuff here from Further. Can you give us a little background maybe on the label and your association with them or how that came about?
Yeah, we've just been friendly for the last while. I think we're appreciative of what each other does, so we've kept in touch. And they usually send me their new releases, which is great because they're pretty great. So yeah, so this is one of them that's Red Math. And someone I know like pretty much nothing about.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's from a forthcoming album on Further.
Okay. You can check out more Further stuff at furtherrecords.org. We've played some stuff from them in the past. They've done the Pie Corner Audio, also an Echo Plex Alive at Dub Loaded, played that sometime way back. Last year, all the dedicated listeners know all about that, I'm sure. Right now, we're going to get into more Further stuff here. So this is Red Math with Kiss from a unreleased and forthcoming LP. So that's Red Math on the Pop Drones show. Thank you.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones Show. Getting ready to sign off in about 10 minutes. We have the Student Hour coming up next at 11:30. Last track that we heard there was from Outer Space, the pseudonym of John Elliott, One Third of Ohio Trio Emeralds, new LP on Blast, First Petite called Two. A song there was called 3332. No Checks right before that with a Magnetic Clock Rind, taken from a split with Echoplex, and that's on cassette.
Yeah, split cassette on Further.
Okay, another
split
Further.
Double cassette, actually.
Ooh, split. One cassette each.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Red Math before that with Kiss from a forthcoming LP, also released on the Further Records label. I want to briefly go over Outer Space and John Elliott, who also runs Spectrum Spools, the sub-label of Editions Mego, which he entirely curates, and last year reissued your cassette, Soft Coast. How did that come about post?
Yeah, John hit me up, I guess, last summer, and he wanted to do something, and I was kind of booked up. So I said, well, I can't really do it in the near future, but if you want to release the tape, because he loved the tape, so I said, if you want to do that, because people were asking for it, so... He was happy to do that, and that's how that came about.
Yeah. Do you know how he came across your...
Well, I didn't at the time, but now I do. It was through, I can't remember his name at the moment, the guy that runs Tomatosa.
Okay.
He just sent it to John, and that's how he heard it.
Okay.
So, yeah, it all came from that.
Yeah. Yes, but anyone...
Josh.
Josh, yes.
Yeah, he's drawing a blank there.
That's right. Yeah, anyone who listens to the show, no, I play pretty well everything off of Spectrum Spools. I've been kind of collecting the label as it slowly, well, not even slowly, as it rapidly pours out. I think they're up to about the 20th release, and just
that's kind of nuts because mine came out in December and it was number 11.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I'm pretty sure the last Outer Space record was number 18, maybe 17. But yeah, he's doing some fine work there. So we've got one last track to play before we sign off. We're going to play a little excerpt from Keith Fullerton Whitman, 12-inch. Any background you have on that at all?
Well, it's a live set from each side is a separate live set. And it's from Europe. From is it earlier this year even or late last year?
Okay, yeah, it could be.
Yeah, it's just a handheld Zoom recording of his set.
Okay. And you have a little bit of a relationship with him via Mimaroglu.
Yeah, well, he's been kind enough to stalk my releases, so
yeah,
it's much appreciated.
Yeah, no, I remember because I read all of his updates, of course, and I remember when he stalked your tape and he had a kind of a glowing review because he writes about everything that he puts up on the, on the site. And I think might have been the first guy to really champion the No UFOs.
One of the first, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
along with 20 Jazz Funk Greats.
Yeah.
And, yeah, a few other bloggy accolades along the way. Mm-hmm. Anyways, you've been listening to Conrad of No UFOs on the Pop Drones Show. We got Keith Fullerton Whitman to sign the show off. We'll be back next Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. Thanks for coming on to the show.
Yeah, we should just quickly plug the show tomorrow at Vivo.
Yes.
There's a show with On and Aloha.
Yeah.
Matthew Ruhlman.
That's right. And we played something from the On record before, released on the great Root Strata label. And yeah, Aloha is from, where is Aloha?
I'm not sure, either Washington or Japan. I've read both, so I don't know.
Okay, and we got Christine Roos and Matthew Ruhlman. So that's at Vivo tomorrow, starting at 7 o'clock. It's $10 to get in. Yeah, that should be a nice, nice, good drony night. And yeah, head to that show. Anyways, thanks for coming on, and we'll see you soon, folks.
Yeah, thanks a lot.